Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber for Weekend Outdoors. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope you had a chance to get outside this morning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, quite a spectacular morning again. This is the way I think late October is supposed to be. The temperatures getting down chilly in the morning and then clearing skies and some warming in the afternoon. Yesterday, we had a 32-degree change from the low in the early morning to the temperature in the afternoon. That's quite a spread, but that's what happens when it gets clear and dry. And so the temperatures for the past week have been pretty much normal. Now, we started out so far above normal that statistics for the whole month for 3 weeks is still above normal. But we'll see how well this rounds out for the as we now head into the last part of the month. We tend to forget rather quickly, but it was last year on the 26th where we got a rather substantial snow. And in some places, as much as 8 inches of snow. As like I say, we tend to forget pretty quickly because it certainly doesn't look like snow right now. But we'll see what happens as we get further into it. The days continue to get shorter. We've been very dry for the whole month, and I'm a little concerned about that. But the days continue to get shorter, and along with that, we are approaching a sunset of 6 p.m. We are going to be changing our clocks. You know, back in the old days, we used to change our clocks on the last Sunday of October. That has now changed into November. But still, we'll be changing our clocks rather soon, and that would make sunset appear even earlier. But for the time being, we're approaching 6 p.m. with the sunset. Days getting shorter. I hope you had a chance to get out in the nights this past week. We had a good display of meteors yesterday morning and the early morning in the pre-dawn darkness. There were some really beautiful meteors, the Orionid meteor shower. The migration continues in a couple different ways. One of the things that's noticeable as we get into late October, the migration, it tends to bring the larger birds into migration. Good movement of bald eagles, some golden eagles, and the rough-leg hawks are all starting to move through now. I was up on the North Shore. I was up in your neighborhood one day earlier this week, and as I was driving up there, I saw lots of bald eagles. So that's a good movement going on, along with the red-tailed hawks and still the sharp-shin hawks. There was even one day this week at Hawk Ridge where over 1,000 raptors were counted. In addition to the raptors, there's lots of movement of songbirds still going on. I've talked previously about the flocks of robins and blue jays and juncos. They're still around. But in addition to that, we now have some of the later ones showing up and moving on. This morning during the walk, I saw tree sparrows. I saw the first tree sparrow during this week, and now a whole flock of tree sparrows were there. In addition to that, the first red poll has been reported. The first northern shrike has been reported. Those are birds we associate with winter. And then I saw a flock of snow buntings Thursday, a flock of snow buntings. What a wonderful bird. And they may tend to stick around for quite a while, but usually they don't last the whole winter. It's still just a really neat bird. They are a kind of sparrow, a very white body, often associated with snow, and so that's why we call them the snow buntings, and usually associated with flocks. The flocks will feed on seeds out in open spaces, and sometimes if we get a snow cover, that open space happens to be along the side of the road, and that's where we may often see them. Other things of note, chipmunks still being very active. I had the occasion to see a couple of other mammals of note this week, one of them being a mink. I was hiking and I stopped along a stream, and I just kind of sitting there, and I noticed some movement, and it was a mink running along the stream. I don't think it even saw me, but it was probably out looking for a snack on a cool day. And then a badger. Now, there's an animal you probably don't get at Grand Marais. We are on the edge of the range of the badgers. They're more of a critter of the prairie country, but they do show up, and this one was moving across the road in the dark. And because they do a lot of movement at night, we don't see them. And in the course of all the years that we've lived here, I've had maybe a half a dozen sightings of them. And they do show up, and they do a lot of digging and so forth. And sometimes I just see their tracks and their holes. Garter snakes are still on the move looking for places, though their numbers have dropped down. Yesterday, I saw three of the hibernating butterfly called the called the Milbert tortoiseshell. I had a sightings of some dragonflies this week. Grasshoppers and crickets are still out there. Woolly bear caterpillars are still out there searching for a place to stay. But one of the interesting sightings insect-wise this week was coincides with something else going on. The World Series started this week, and there is a type of moth that flies. It waits for the whole year until have its adult stage to fly in late October when it's nice and chilly. This particular there's actually several species of moth that do that, but I kind of group them together and call them World Series moths. They are gray and brown and not a very colorful moth, easy to pass up except for one thing. Because they fly at night, they tend to come to our windows. And if you're sitting home like I do and following the World Series games, it's not unusual that they show up at the windows. Last night there was no World Series game, but still they came to the windows anyway, and there was about 10 of them. I call them the World Series moths, and I think it's just fascinating that they choose this particular time of the whole year for them to reach their adulthood. They don't even have a mouth. Their adult stage doesn't last very long. They just mate and lay eggs. This is the time we might see them. You might be driving home late or whatever and seeing this moth hanging around, and that's them. In addition to that, this is ballooning time, and I think I've talked about that before, how spiders will throw out the thread. And every day now, looking into these trees that drop their leaves, we'll see the movement. We'll see the threads where the spiders have ballooning. This is the time of autwin. Autwin can be cut a bit short like it was last year with the first snow, but my definition of autwin is the time between the leaves fall of the trees and the snow covers the ground. And it's just a fascinating time. Boy, it just opens up. We see so much stuff opened up in the woods that we did not see earlier. And we are experiencing that autwin right now. This is also tamarack time. Now, it's hard to drive down almost anywhere in the Northland and not see tamarack trees. And noticing yesterday, there are many. I've been following some near my house here. They've gone from mostly green a week ago to a completely yellow right now. And there are many in that stage, but I've noticed there are many that are already starting to shed the needles. You know, we've had so many windy days this week, so a lot of the needles that come out are a bit fragile, and they will be falling off. However, I think we are going to see the tamarack glow for quite a while yet. So still plenty to see when we get outside. So, yes, there's a lot going on. Late October is a wonderful time to get out and take walks. I highly recommend everyone to do so.
Thank you, Larry.
Yes, and thank you again for calling.
All right.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Sure, bye.
We'll talk to Larry again next Saturday at 9:30. Larry Weber is a retired, twice-named Science Teacher of the Year. And he joins us every Saturday, 9:30, as I said. And his segment's called Weekend Outdoors. Just love that.